everybody, and welcome to this not-so-festive edition of the Pitching In NPL show. I'm your host, Ben, and down the other end of the phone now, joining us for a little bit of results roundup from last weekend in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, it's the jolly and festive Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James, how are you?
Afternoon, Ben, how are you doing?
I'm all right. Merry Christmas, everyone, by the way. The Christmas special is next week, but a big Merry Christmas to all our listeners who are listening to us on Christmas Eve, as well as on Christmas Day, and on Boxing Day, of course, as well. Did you get anything nice, James?
I've got something or other. I can't tell what's in that bottle yet, but give it a couple of hours and see how long it lasts.
You know what? When you said that, then I thought to myself, oh, I hope it's Canada Dry. Not a Canada Dry in ages. I don't know why it popped into my head, dear listener. Feeling a bit 90s for some reason. That's a bit weird. But anyway, Merry Christmas, all our listeners. Right, James, we've got you on to talk about the results from last weekend. We should say later in the show, we're going to be joined by another festive person, non-league journalist from the other side of the Pennines, Thomas Feeney, to help us preview the fixtures for the 27th of December. We're also going to be joined this week by the managers at Gainsborough Trinity, FC United, Basford United and Ashton United. But, James, while we're here, let's talk about the FA Trophy. The third round was last weekend. We're not going to dwell on this too much because only one of our sides made it through to the next round. But good efforts against higher opposition. Firstly, King's Lynn Town 2, Nantwich Town 1. Dan Cockerline with a brilliant finish, getting the equaliser for Nantwich before half-time. And then King's Lynn Town got a penalty 5 minutes into the second half, and that was just enough. So commiserations to Nantwich, but big commiserations to Matlock Town. A horrible way to go out. It looked like it was heading to penalties. Matlock Town 0, York City 1. York City scoring in added time there. Over 800 people there at Causeway Lane. I suppose the FA Trophy was a bit of a bonus, but Matlock have shown something there, haven't they? I mean, they've shown it all season, but to take York City there all the way towards the end of that game is something to hold on to for the second half of the season.
I reckon they could have won it on penalties, but again, fantastic effort from beating the last 64 as it is anyway.
Yeah. Also, commiserations to Radcliffe. Radcliffe 0, Spennymoor Town 1. James Chandler scoring there in the last 15 minutes of that game at Stainton Park. Again, Radcliffe unlucky. What a game of football up in the North East, though. And this is the team who've made it through to the next round. And it was the all-NPL affair. Morpeth Town against Lancaster City. What an advert for non-league football. What an advert for the FA Trophy and for the Northern Premier League. Morpeth Town 3, Lancaster City 3. Liam Brockbank scoring an equaliser for Lancaster right at the end of that game. It was a game that ebbed and flowed, really. Lancaster taking the lead after 10 minutes. Morpeth getting an equaliser. Then Lancaster taking the lead just before half-time. Morpeth getting an equaliser 10 minutes into the second half. 4 minutes later, Liam Henderson scores, which he probably thought they'd got momentum on the side now, Morpeth. That's surely the winner to make it 3-2. And then Lancaster City, Liam Brockbank scoring right at the end to take the game to penalties. And the penalties went the way of Morpeth Town, 5-4 in the end. So commiserations to Lancaster City, but big congratulations to Morpeth. They're through to the next round, where they'll be taking on Boston United in the middle of January. We'll obviously be hearing from Craig Lynch ahead of that game. But that was a great advert for the league there, James.
It was indeed. And I say Morpeth, watching the highlights, and if you've not seen them, go to Morpeth's YouTube page and watch the highlights, because it is good viewing.
But a big commiserations to everyone who got knocked out, but a good effort this year in the FA Trophy. And like I said, we'll be hearing from Craig Lynch again in the middle of January ahead of that game with Boston United in the fourth round of the FA Trophy. But it's now time to look at the league results, and we've had some intriguing league results, haven't we, James, this past weekend? Firstly, let's go to the top of the table. Whilst Matlock Town weren't in action, South Shields weren't in action due to COVID and the situation at Witten, sending our best, obviously, to Witten Albion. So a big opportunity for Buxton. This essentially was their game in hand over Matlock Town, and they were taking on FC United in the fog. But Buxton taking the lead, then FC United came out all guns blazing in the second half to win 2-1 at Silverlands in front of a crowd of 1,300 there in Derbyshire. What's your thoughts on that one there, James?
it's FC United coming through at the right time, the same as they do every year, and we're now seeing that the top six, especially when we go through the other results on day in the second, no longer just a closed league at this moment in time. Massive gain in there for Bucks in this coming weekend. We'll decide if that was a massive 3 points dropped. They could see that as a free hit, but at the same time, the FC United creeping back in now.
Well, let's say the mood now at Broadhurst Park. On Thursday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at FC United. It's a welcome back to the show to Neil Reynolds. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. And first things first, big congratulations for that victory on Saturday at Buxton. I mean, a phenomenal second half display. How was the afternoon?
Yeah, it was good, Ben. Obviously, the game was touch and go beforehand. You know, there was a lot of fog that had descended on Buxton. We knew our work could be cut out. And kind of before the game, I was thinking this might do us a favour. We were going into the game with a couple of injuries, a couple of COVID cases. But, you know, when the referee called the game on, we'd worked really hard during the week in preparation for them. And, you know, there was a genuine belief that we could give them a game. I think Buxton came out of the traps and, you know, do what they do best. They had the first 15 minutes. Then I think when we had the next 10 minutes and they scored against the run of play, I felt. But so we came in at half-time, addressed a few things and, you know, changed a couple of things. And we came out and put in a, you know, superb second half performance. And it certainly sent our travelling fans home happy, as well as, you know, myself and staff and all the players.
So that's three straight wins now, building a bit of momentum. A lot of impartial observers would say this is just typical FC United building to the second half of the season. But it has been a good run of late, the club's been on.
Yeah, it has. I think five wins in seven, you know, three on the spin. You know, we were disappointed that we lost the Whitby game because we felt that we just got some momentum, especially after the Mickleover win. And then we knew we had two daunting tasks going to Stafford, who were you know, exceptional side under Matty Hill and obviously Steve Cunningham's Buxton. So, you know, if someone would have said to me, we're going to take nine from nine, I would have thought, wow, you know, that is some tall order. But we have, you know, we have and we can look forward now. We can look forward to the 27th against Ashton, you know, the Radcliffe game, Bamber Bridge game, you know, COVID permitting, hopefully, and kick on to the second half of the season, because I am frequently reminded, Ben, that FC United only come good after Christmas.
So with that regard, looking at the league table, you're 7 points from the playoffs. Whitby at the moment, they're in good form, sitting in fifth position. Is that the target now, to get as close to the playoffs or perhaps in the playoffs as best you can?
Yeah, I mean, the objective at the start of the season is always to finish as high as you can, play attractive football, you know, go through a season injury-free and, you know, get a little bit of luck along the way. I think we've missed opportunities to take points this season. I think we've been really lucky with injuries and suspensions. But you, like you say, you know, all of a sudden you put, you know, straight wins together in this league, and three straight wins can propel you, you know, to kind of dizzy heights in the league. And, you know, we are looking at Whitby, you know, and that's going to be the marker when they come to Broadhurst Park in the rearranged game 25th of January 2022. Before then, we've got to try and pick some points up. Hopefully they slip up and we're right on their tails going into that game. But, you know, I think it's every manager's objective to get in the playoffs or get promotion at the start of the season. I think they'd be lying if they said it wasn't. And if anyone who said that I just want to stay up, then I say you're in the wrong job. So, you know, for me, the side, the fans, the club, you know, we want to close the gap on the playoffs and go as far as we can do this season.
Two tough games coming up, though. Ashley United on Monday and Radcliffe away on New Year's Day. There's easier games, isn't there, to build momentum towards 2022?
Look, I remember speaking to Michael Clegg after 10 games of the season, and he had a horrendous injury luck and suspensions at the start of the season. He built a really good squad in pre-season, and I know Cleggy, I'm good friends with Cleggy. You know, he's a good manager. And I said to him after 10 games, the tide will turn, and it's definitely turned, you know, and he believed in himself, and he had to wait for key players to come back, and Ashton ran a really good run, and don't be surprised to see Ashton making a surge. They've got a great manager, they've got a great side, and it's always a good game between the two of us. So, you know, looking forward to the 27th, looking forward to locking horns with my pal. You know, we won't be pals for the 90 minutes, but we always are before and after the game. He's someone I trust in the game, and I really enjoy his company.
And final question, Neil. How much are you looking forward to not just the next couple of games, but also what's possible in 2022 for FC United?
I think, you know, there's a few things that happened, obviously disappointing factors around COVID, but, you know, look back at it with fond memories. We made our stint on the Phoenix Trophy going to Poland, which was great. You know, we probably haven't done ourselves justice in the league campaign, but, you know, we've had a couple of good games that we can look back on. But 2022, we're hoping that it's going to be safe. You know, we can take FC United to places we want to go to, continuing our run in the Phoenix Trophy, to places like Amsterdam, hopefully, and Milan, and then do well in the league. But I think the most important factor for us, and I'll say this, is to make sure the club's stable, financially stable. It's, you know, it's preparing for the next 5 years, because there's a lot of exciting things going on behind the scenes at FC United at the minute, Ben, with a five-year vision and, you know, a new board about to be announced to take us into 2022. So there's a lot of optimism, a lot of things to look forward to. And, you know, as manager and players and staff, we'll be doing everything we can do to help bond with the fans and the football club.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. Neil Reynolds, manager of FC United. Have a lovely Christmas. And
you too, Ben.
And all the best of the new year.
You too, and I'll see you soon.
Neil Reynolds there, manager of FC United, speaking to me on Thursday. Next up for FC United is that derby match with Aston United on the 27th. And we'll be hearing from Michael Clegg shortly because they picked up a good victory at the weekend, like FC United. So, with Buxton dropping points, Matlock Town not in action, the door was open for Bamber Bridge to close the gap. But what a victory this was. Gainsborough Trinity 2, Bamber Bridge 0. We actually are going to be joined by Tom Shaw in a second for Gainsborough, because they've had a good week. Gainsborough drawing 1-1 with Hyde United on Tuesday night. We'll come to Bamber Bridge in a second, James, but when it comes to Gainsborough Trinity, if you asked Tom Shaw ahead of our interview in a second, would you take 4 points from the next two games? He would have bit your hand off, wouldn't he? And that's exactly what Gainsborough have got.
Indeed so, and I said they've picked up form at the absolute right time there. I mean, obviously, they've got a couple of home games now where they picked up the points and they can improve and developing the team a little bit more from the start of the season. Great result there against Bamber Bridge. Facts again, bringing back the Warrington result from last week as well, shows they've got the capability to perform at a higher level and push forward now.
You're quite right to throw in the Warrington result a couple of Saturdays as well. I mean, it's been a good run for Gainsborough Trinity. Let's have some thoughts from North Home now. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Gainsborough Trinity. It's a big welcome back to the show to Tom Shaw. Well, Tom, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, it's been a pretty good week, and I mean, topping it off with that 2-0 victory over Bamber Bridge on Saturday, as well as that midweek draw against Hyde United. Shouldn't forget the weekend before as well. I mean, it's been a good couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're very pleased with the results and the outcomes. We're obviously three of the form teams in the division, but we've been good at home, Ben. We've had some really good results. Our points return has been excellent, and we'll back ourselves to compete against anybody on our patch, and we've perhaps should have done a bit better to hold on against Hyde on Tuesday night, but we're pleased with 5 points from the three games, and pulls us away from the stuff at the bottom a little bit, and we can look forward, and got a tough game on the 27th against Grantham, fighting for their lives with a bit of a new look team and manager. So got a tough one there, and obviously Matlock on New Year's Day, we were a top side and very hard to play against. So valuable 5 points that gives a bit of a platform to go and attack much around the corner.
I mean, what is the secret to the home form? Because the home form is phenomenal, really. I mean, if you were playing home every game this season, I think you'd be winning the league, wouldn't you?
we've got a good pitch. It's a big pitch. We've got a certain style that suits that. And we've got some athletic boys in our team. And when we make the pitch feel even bigger for the opposition, we seem to get some joy. We have been a little bit more solid in the last three games. The way we've set up, we've changed system and shape, a few personnel changes. I think that's going to help us away from home as well. I think being a little bit more solid, a few more players behind the ball and filling a few gaps, I think we'll start picking a few more points up on the road. But we've got a brilliant pitch. Grounds are just fantastic with it. And even through this tough weather, he's managed to keep a decent surface for us. And the lads have enjoyed playing in front of the home crowd. Like, we've had really good numbers this year, and people have got behind us and have enjoyed the product we've put on. So we're pleased with how it's gone at home, but we know we've got to do much, much better away, which we're trying to find that winning formula every other week. And we'll keep digging deep to try and solve that problem. But I do think the way we're going about it, with some of the new faces and the new system, I think that will help us on the road.
And with regards to the league position, you touched upon it moments ago, but I mean, it has been a very handy fortnight, hasn't it? And it does take you on to the same number of points as Morpeth, not too far away at all from the likes of Hyde United, Stalybridge, Radcliffe and mid-table as well. So, I mean, is that the expectation now and the hope for the second half of the season, that you can start to move back into more comfortable terrain?
Yeah, absolutely. We we feel we've got a good team here. We've got some good players, lads that have gone toe-to-toe with some of the stronger teams and stronger players in the South. I think we've got a lot of players that are new to it, like it's their first go at adult football, coming out of under-23s and youth teams. And I think as they've learned, and myself, you know, a novice manager still, in the first 25 games as a head coach, I think we've learned a lot along the way through a bit of adversity, a bit of success. And we're just going to concentrate on what's in front of us week to week and talk about the process of how we're going to win. And if we get those positive outcomes, yeah, no reason we can't finish in a good position. But we're humble enough to know how hard we've got to work every week to get a result with the strength of the division and what people are doing with their finances and, you know, the clout they have as football clubs. So we know it's a tough graft through week, and we know we've got to be eyeballs out and engaged and bang at it. But when we are, we look like we're capable of beating anybody.
And that then takes us to Monday's match, the derby game, the Lincolnshire derby against Grantham. It's a very, very important game for Grantham, but an important game for you as well for what you've just talked about there about moving up the table. So what's your thoughts on this game on Monday?
Tough game. Like, they've obviously not had a brilliant start to their season and stuff's not gone to plan, but they've got some good players. Like, their front line is excellent. They've invested in that recently and lads that are capable of playing at the level above, really, that have gone in there. So we know we're going to have to be very solid away from home. It's a different environment, the pitch inside the running track, and normally windy there whenever I've been to watch a game. And it'll be a tough game. Like, on paper, they're bottom of the league, and it's not been great for them, but we know they're going to be really up for this and wanting a bit of a scalp off us. And we're going to have our wits about us with definitely what they've got on the front line. Having said all that, we're going into it in good form, and we'll go there with, again, the humility of knowing what we've got to do, but we will play with our chest puffed out and confident.
And final question, Tom, as well. I mean, you've got this vitally important game on Monday. You've got that home game against Matlock on New Year's Day as well, and I think Matlock probably aren't looking forward to that game, given your home record. Looking forward to the next couple of weeks or so, as well as what's coming up in January and beyond.
Yeah, we're in a good place. I think we've done a bit of work with personnel, and I think we'll have another loan player joining us in the next few days who will make us stronger. But I think, yeah, the lads are enjoying their football. The training environment seems to be really healthy, and players are getting better and developing. So we're excited about the challenges ahead. We know it's going to be tough. Everybody knows where we are as a football club this year and what the plan is and what we're trying to achieve, and we know that's going to be some tough moments, but the supporters and the chairman have been patient at times, and it means we can then enjoy the successes that we've had and we will have going into the new year.
Well, Tom Shaw, manager of Gainsborough Trinity, a big, big thank you for taking the time out your Thursday to come on the show. Really appreciate it. Have a lovely Christmas and all the best of the new year.
And to you, Ben. Thanks a lot.
Tom Shaw there, manager of Gainsborough Trinity, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. James Hayes still with us. Let's go back to the weekend's results. So Bamber Bridge not picking up a point last weekend. So the top three, Buxton played 21, 45 points. 2 points back, having also played 21 games, we've got Matlock Town. And then 2 points behind Matlock Town, 4 points behind Buxton, we've got Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge having played a game more than Buxton and Matlock. We've got South Shields, who, as we discussed earlier, didn't play at the weekend. They're 5 points off top spot. They do have a game in hand. And then that then takes us to the playoff race for the fifth spot. There is an argument now, James, we covered it off earlier with Neil Reynolds, that perhaps it's opening up slightly. There's a distant hope, isn't there, for the likes of Scarborough, FC United, Lancaster and Stafford, that it's more than one team. But we'll wait and see how that develops over the coming weeks with regards to that final playoff spot. All we do know is for certain that at the moment, that final playoff spot, fifth position in the league after last weekend, is Whitby Town. Warrington Town 0, Scarborough Athletic 2, Whitby Town 3, Grantham Town 0. So Warrington dropping 3 points, Whitby gaining 3 points. Big leapfrog there. Whitby with a 2-point lead in fifth spot with a game in hand, James. Big weekend just gone.
Yeah, the Whitby Town result first. Obviously, Jacob Hazel now challenging for the top goal scorers at this moment in time. the next couple of weeks they're going to be playing the sides around them in the table. So we're both going to have Morpeth coming up, who are on form. I think Scarborough have got to play South Shields. So could potentially have a seed come the end of New Year. Have the top five split off completely. I'll have nine teams involved, FC United, Warrington, depending on the results there. It's because all the same sort of sides are playing each other across Christmas. Warrington losing their 10-game unbeaten streak was a bit of a shock there, but again, great strike from Lewis Maloney. And again, Scarborough finding form at the right time. Obviously, the big game for them on Saturday coming up in South Shields is going to be a huge talking point. If they win that, they're right in there.
Yes, next game's for Whitby. It's on Monday. It's South Shields at home. Big game, that one, really, isn't it? Because Whitby Town could, and this is what we're saying, could leapfrog themselves into third position if results go a certain way on the 27th. We'll obviously have a fixture preview with Thomas Feeney shortly to talk about those games on Monday. We should just throw out there as well the great result for Scarborough Athletic. That sees them up to seventh position now. They're 6 points behind Whitby Town and 4 points behind Warrington, but Scarborough do have a game in hand. So a really big result, that one at Cantilever Park last Saturday for Scarborough. Let's have some post-match reaction now. Here's Jonathan Green, manager of Scarborough Athletic, speaking with Scarborough Athletic's YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
So, Jono, back-to-back away wins, 2-0 win over Warrington this afternoon. What are your first thoughts on what was an exceptional performance from your side?
Well, yeah, exactly that. It was a very good performance from goalkeeper to striker. You know, all 11 players put a real good shift in. We were very well organised and disciplined like we were last week. Won our individual battles as well. And we played some good football in the final third as well. We probably could have scored a couple more. Jake took his first goal really well. And, after probably 20 minutes of the second half, you know, they really came for us. But we stuck to our guns, defended really good. And got that second goal, and it was probably a well-deserved 3 points.
After that first goal in the 18th minute, was it about managing the game? Because you didn't really come under much pressure from Warrington. Was it just a case of we'll manage the game now and we'll take the chance if it comes to add a second?
Yeah. We last couple of weeks we've gone 4-4-2 with Luca and Jake up front, and they really combined really well. But like you say, we're 1-0 up, and you know, we said to the boys at half time that, you know, a clean sheet wins a game. So I think they had one chance where they hit the bar with a great strike from about 25 yards, but you can't really do anything about that. But other than that, I thought the back four, you know, the four in midfield and the two up front were excellent, you know, each and every one of them, exactly like last week, really. And that's what we want. And the subs who came on as well, grafted as well for the few minutes they were on. And there's a real competition for places now. People, you know, expect, you know, how hard it is to play in the team, and it is hard work. And, you know, we're getting that little bit of consistency now, which, you know, we haven't had because we've been so up and down. But I can't fault the boys' attitudes. You know, they're a real good bunch to work with, real honest guys. They want to do well, and, you know, the last two performances they really deserved.
What, 9 days off now until Morpeth, a huge game on the 27th at home as well, in front of a bumper crowd. You'll be looking to now go on a run, won't you? Because you're starting to get in touch with the playoffs.
Yeah, I just said that to the boys in there. I just said, listen, you know, we can see the playoffs ahead of us. Our confidence is high. 6 points before Christmas. I told them to, you know, enjoy Christmas, but not enjoy it too much. We're training this week a couple of times. Interesting before the Morpeth game, so we're looking forward to putting a good performance on in front of the fans. And if we played like we did today and we played like we did the game before against Bamber Bridge, you know, we'll give them a great game and hopefully get the fans you know, excited, because they're a special group in there. They've got a real good team spirit. There's no bad eggs, and they all really want to do well, and that's really pleasing as a manager.
Scarborough Athletics manager Jonathan Green in there speaking with Scarborough Athletics YouTube channel after that 2-0 win against Warrington Town last weekend. It's so interesting, isn't it, James? And exciting, the possibilities for this race for the playoffs. This past weekend really has offered a glimmer of light in the distance. Another team who are probably hopeful now, Basford United, who've got themselves back into the top half of the table, a 2-0 win over Atherton Coles. That's a huge result right there, isn't it, James?
Yeah, it's one that they've needed for quite some time, because in the last couple of weeks where they've had late equalisers to lose 2 points or they've just lost. Because Bathurst and Colwitz, again, a team that were on great form themselves. Can't say obviously they're going to run for the playoff push at the moment, but again, if everyone beating each other at the top eight, it's not out of the question.
No, 9 points from the playoffs now at Bathurst United. They have played a couple of games more than everyone else, but you'd rather have the points on the board, wouldn't you? And all that palaver. But let's hear now from Greenwich Avenue. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Bathurst United. It's a big welcome back to the show to Steve Chettle. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us and a big congratulations. A really good win over Atherton Colwitz, who've been in a bit of form recently. I mean, how was that that result last Saturday?
It was very pleasing. It's been a tough couple of months, to be fair, Ben. Our performances have been okay and some have been really good, but we just haven't got the results that we think we've deserved. We've lost games when we probably should have drawn, and we've drawn games when we could have won, especially Stalybridge at home where we conceded in injury time. But yeah, the Colwitz game, we played really well. We've brought a couple of new bodies in since as well, and hopefully it leads us well into Christmas.
The Atherton Colwitz result there, I mean, in recent weeks, they've beaten FC United, they've beaten Scarborough. You were quite easily on the next hit list kind of thing, weren't you? How was the game itself and making sure that you didn't let it slip like you suggested has happened in recent games?
Yeah, we started the first half, we were really good, we played some really good football, but we weren't really too effective in the final third. Second half, we were a little bit more, more people running forward, more crossing to the box, and even in the last couple of minutes of the game, as opposed to, you know, whereas before Staley's, like I say, we were hanging on for the point in the 90th minute, we went up and scored in the 92nd minute as well. So it was really pleasing. You know, it's the best all-round performance we've had for a long time, and we got the result we deserved.
Now let's talk about the league table as we head towards New Year's Day and 2022. The old cliche was you don't look at a league table till you play 10 games. I'm going to suggest this season in the NPL Premier Division, you don't bother looking at a league table till March, because it has been very, very up and down. You're just 9 points from the playoffs. I mean, what's your thoughts on where you find yourselves at the minute?
Well, it's not ideal. We don't want to be where we are in the league. We'd like to be further up the league, same as everybody else. But, you know, we've got to run our results back together again, like we did earlier in the year when we went 10 unbeaten. So if we can do that, we put ourselves back in contention. But, you know, we've got a hectic Christmas period and New Year period. So, you know, we've got to concentrate on the next four games, which we are doing. And obviously we start going to Mickle over on Boxing Day. And we've got Grantham on New Year's Day. And then we have a trip to Scarborough after that. So, yeah, we've just got to put some results back to back. Keep performances levels really good, but pick up the points that we deserve and climb ourselves at the table, hopefully.
And with regards to the next couple of games, Banana Skins is a cliche, but they really are, aren't they? Grantham and Micklover. I mean, what's your thoughts on these games coming up?
Well, we've done prep as normal. Like you say, the Banana Skins, but you know, every NPL game is tough. You know, teams beat everybody at most weeks, and it's, you know, there's no real form book to anybody. You know, you think you've got it cracked, and then there's a banana skin around the corner, and you just have to make sure you're ready for every eventuality, which we've tried to do. Like I say, we're all prepared for Micklover on Monday now, not even Saturday, sorry.
And with regards to, like you say, it's all about getting consistency now and putting some wins together. But how crucial are the next, I'm not going to say week, but the next 4 weeks or so for deciding where you're going to end up?
Yeah, so we've got three away games out of four. So, you know, we've got to make sure we're prepared and we travel well. You know, they're not too bad of trips. We've done the North East trips early in the season, so they're out of the way. But we've got to make sure we're prepared properly. And like I say, the next four games are going to be crucial for us. And after that, we'll look for the next four and we'll see where after that. You know, but, you know, we need to pick up points. We need to get back on winning ways. Like I say, we've got that one off our back against Colwitz with a good performance and a good victory.
And final question, Steve, just before we go on our merry way for Christmas and New Year. How much are you looking forward to the challenge of the next month? Because, you know, it's been an intense season thus far. But, you know, when you look at the league table, Scarborough, FC, Lancaster, Stafford, Atherton Colwitz, Radcliffe, you're all in the same boat, all with that glimmer of light in the distance that is the playoff line. How much are you looking forward to the challenge of the next few weeks and months or so?
The whole year has been a challenge, Ben, honestly. But like I say, yeah, it kicks in at Christmas. Then you've got you've got a couple of bank holiday fixes as well. So we're looking forward to the challenge immensely. We've got to make sure we're ready. But like I say, I think every manager will be thinking the same thing, Ben. Over Christmas, New Year, pick up the points as quickly as you can and get as many as you can. And then we move on from there. But, you know, the whole year has been challenging and this is not going to be any different, I don't think.
Well, Steve Chettle, manager of Bathurst United, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your Christmas Eve to come on the show, everyone. A big thank you. And all the best for Christmas and all the best for the new year as well.
Thanks, Ben. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Steve Chettle there, manager of Basford United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. An important win last weekend down towards the bottom end of the table. Ashton United taking on Micklover. Ashton United winning by 3-0. That sees Ashton open up a 3-point gap between themselves and Micklover. But crucially, Ashton United have 4 games in hand. So an important win, that one, especially when you consider Gainsborough also won at the weekend. So Ashton United, they're picking up 3 points. Let's judge the mood now at Hurst Cross. On Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Ashton United. It's a big welcome back to the show to Michael Clegg. Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the big matches coming up for Ashton United, big congratulations for last Saturday's result, a 3-0 win over Micklover. Pretty important win and pretty comprehensive stuff as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, first half weren't the greatest of games from both sides. Pitch were difficult. And then I thought, once we come out from second half, we were really on top. We created some massive moments in that second half and probably could and should have been more than 3 in the end. So, but it's 3 points and you just move on. But like I said, we're in good form in the league. We'd lost a 3 on the bounce, 1 in the cup, 2 in the league, but we're still in really good form in the last 8 or 9 games. So it's about momentum and we lost a lot of that with only 1 league game, I think it was, in 20 days. So it was vital we got the 3 points, really.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you went on that run, didn't you? 4 straight league wins. And then there was a local derby game against Hythe United. And then you had to take on the league leaders. So to bounce back like that against... It is a tricky opposition, Micklover, isn't it? Given where they are in the league table and how they need results. So you must be pleased with the mentality of the squad for that game last Saturday.
Well, there were no thoughts it was going to be an easy game. We went the third game of the season and they absolutely played us off the park. And I'll be honest, I'm absolutely shocked by where they are in the league. That third game of the season, still one of the most difficult games of the season for us. But I think there were 2... of the 11 players Saturday played in that game. So it obviously proves the injuries and unavailability Mac has had. And I really feel for him because he's a good guy and we've suffered that this season as well. And they seem to be going through it at the moment.
It is crazy, the league table, isn't it? Because I'm just looking above you in the league table, thinking to yourself, should Ashton United be ahead of them? And I don't know. because I mean, it's such a competitive league, isn't it, really?
It's a crazy league, and I think some of the teams we've played and had it really tough against have been at the bottom, and our record against the top 6 or 7 side, it's pretty polished, really. And I think everyone's so even. You know, Bucks and South Shields are good, and, you know, Basford are still a top side, and they've been struggling to get wins, so it's a mad league, and for me, it's probably the most competitive league in the country. Anyone beats anyone. You only look at the game, so many one goal games that split sides, and that'll tell you itself. It's a league based on very fine margins.
And I mean, you've got FC United on Monday, Stalybridge, not too far after New Year's Day as well. I mean, how are you shaping up heading into this busy fortnight that you've got?
We're in a good place. Going into the FC game, we have selection headaches again because Brewster will be back, Rainsy will be back. We've got a couple coming in. Jordan Simpson's just joined us, went from FC to Mac to us, so he's going to be a big player for us as well. So, yeah, we're in a good position. Obviously, we can't talk too much about a departure yet, but one player is going to be leaving us on January the 1st, and that's going to be a fantastic move for him and for the club. But that'll obviously all be revealed January the 1st. So it will be one player's last game, but we've lost him to a football club, so we can't be any prouder of him.
Well, big congratulations for that news. Just a general thought as well about, you know, January and beyond, Cleggy, because like we said, there isn't much separating everyone else, is there? I mean, is the aim now... obviously, to get away from the relegation places, but to try and get above the likes of... I mean, that game against Stalybridge on the second is going to be significant, isn't it? It could be.
Yeah. I mean, people have a perception of Ashton over the last couple of years, and it's, you know, it's well documented. We've got a couple of new owners who were really ambitious, and that's not changed. However, this year it was about stripping all that back, getting lads here who want to play for the club, bring that average age down of the squad and start building. And I think we're doing that. And I think there's never been any panic within the club of the journey we're on. But this year was always going to be a year of no expectations. Let's try and build and try and build a football club again. We've lost a lot of football games in the last 3 years. We've done that again this year. But what you will see is there's a consistent pattern of results emerging when we get a certain 11 out. And that's a certain 11 we want to be building around. And it's a really young 11. So for us, it's how far can we push them? Can they be with us next year? What do we need to add in summer? And just build a bit of consistency, because obviously where I was at my last club, I weren't massive on having a revolving door of players. And at Ashton, that has been the case. And I don't want that. So it's about bringing that average age down, getting lads who want to be there for the right reasons, and playing a brand of football that's shining through at the moment. I think anyone who'll come watching us at the moment could identify how we play and what we're good at. And that's been taken away from us a few times because of injuries and unavailability. So for us, it's about making the transition when one player goes out, the next one coming in does what we want them to do. And I think we're slowly but surely getting there. And it's a really bright future. We've got a lot of young lads. And like you said, we've just sold one. And I'm sure there's a couple more who definitely could kick on. So we are proud of what we're doing. But ultimately, we need to get some more 3 points on the pitch. And I think if we can do that starting on the 27th, in between then and the end of January, we can then go and enjoy the rest of the season. Because for the last 2 years at Ashton, every game seemed a high-pressure game. And I think you'd see the best of this bunch going into games with a little bit more freedom.
Well, Michael Clegg, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your Thursdays to come on the show. Really, really appreciate it. Have a lovely Christmas. And
Thank you, Ben, and you too.
And all the best for the new year, my friend.
You too, mate. Thanks very much.
Michael Clegg there, manager of Ashton United, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. And one last result to talk about from last week. That happened on Tuesday night. Nantwich Town 0, Lancaster City 2. Lancaster City there bouncing back from their difficult FA Trophy exit on Saturday. Circumstances, like we said, to in and fro in that, going out on penalties. That's where Mark Fell, you know, earns his corn, isn't it, really? Picking his side back up for that tough away there in Cheshire. 2-0, Lancaster in ninth position, 8 points from the playoffs. Well, we had Matt Fell on the show last week and we were talking about the form, but that's one defeat in the last four now. And, you know, that defeat came against Warrington. And I think everyone acknowledges that that game could have gone the other way, really. So Lancaster hit a bit of form at the moment. There's a win there against Buxton as well in the mix, isn't there? So all to play for. So we head towards, we normally say Boxing Day, don't we? But it's not Boxing Day. The 27th Bank Holiday Monday fixtures coming up after Christmas, as well as New Year's Day and beyond. And more on that in a second with Thomas Feeney. But just before we go, James, just a big Merry Christmas to you. And also to say, social media channels, we're recording this bit of the show on Wednesday. Heaven knows what the weather's going to be like over the weekend. But sadly, we've got to throw COVID issues into the mix as well. Check social media before setting off to your game on Monday. How could people do that, James?
So, facebook.com/Northern Premier League, Twitter @OfficialNorthernPrem, Instagram @OfficialNorthernPremier, and TikTok @NorthernPremierLeague. Just before we go, so I just need to go on the East Division at the moment. A quick shout for Liversedge and Mask, who are joint top of the division going into Christmas. Liversedge as well, 16 games unbeaten at the moment, so halfway through the season, and only team in the top 8 divisions in England and the 4 in Scotland to still have that record going at the moment.
Incredible.
And again, at the same time, mask and going for it. So, yeah.
Yeah. We will pick up with the East Division, but what must Shildon be thinking? They've only been beaten 3 times and they're in third position. You know, that 41 points after 18 games sitting in third. That's not a bad start for Shildon, is it really? But you're right to mention it. We should just have a little catch-up as well with the West Division. Marine there with an imposing 7-point lead up at the top. They really have stretched their legs, haven't they, in the last month or so. Meanwhile, in the Midlands Division, as close as you like, isn't it? Yeah, Ilkeston, Jaystown, Belper, Helzo and Coleshill, all in the mix and sitting outside the playoffs, Carlton Town and Stamford, only just outside the playoffs as well, we should add. But we'll pick that up on the Step 4 show. Probably we'll give the managers a rest next week, but the week after we'll do the Step 4 show. But cracking stuff there, as always, from the Midlands, the West and the East divisions of the MPL. But James Hayes, a big Merry Christmas to you, and we'll catch up next week for the Christmas special.
No, it's a Merry Christmas to everyone listening as well.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week, but it's now time to look ahead to the fixture straight after Christmas. We're playing games on Bank Holiday Monday, the 27th of December this year. And joining me now for a look ahead to these fixtures, it's a Mr. Festive himself from the other side of the Pennines, Thomas Feeney. Hello, Tom, how are you?
Hello, mate. I'm not too bad, thank you. And what a little Christmas truck we've got with all these games coming up straight after.
I tell you what, like I said, we're not playing on Boxing Day, but as you rightly say, we are in for a treat on Monday. I mean, some of these games are huge. You can see them from space, or certainly from a high vantage point on a hillside somewhere on the Pennines. They are massive. So let's get straight into it and talk about the game of the weekend. I don't think it's controversial to say this. Matlock Town against Buxton, Tom. This is mammoth. 2 points separating the two sides up at the top. It's a local derby. I don't know what else to say. This is big. Very, very big.
Yeah, I just for a second worried that you were going to say another game and I was going to correct you. So I'm glad we are going down this one, because this is, I mean, it is, you know, it's the definition of just a huge game for both teams and the ramifications for this, you know, because both teams are going into this game probably thinking this is one of those games where we'll look back in how many months' time, you know, hopefully with the season all finished and all, you know, promotions all confirmed and everything and none of the hoo-ha of the last couple of years. And we can go and think, wow, that game on the 27th of December really was important. And just what a crucial game this is for both sides, because you look at Buxton, obviously they've had, you know, they've had a fantastic year since the season started with their cup run, with what they've been doing in the league. But now all that concentration is on the league, and what a big game this is. I think for Matlock, obviously, they've had a little bit of a blip in form during the last five or six games. They've had a couple of good wins and a couple of defeats. But, you know, all in all, This is one of those games that at the end of the campaign we will say was a season-defining match.
Absolutely mammoth. A big good luck to both Matlock Town and Buxton. But someone will be dropping points this weekend. It could be both teams. It could be one of the teams, obviously. And that does kind of leave the door open for the teams beneath them to be playing catch-up as well. Bamber Bridge taking on Lancaster City. That's a mammoth game as well. A huge game. Big Lancashire derby. Bamber Bridge currently in the playoffs. 4 points behind Buxton. 2 points behind Matlock. They know that those teams above them, at least one of them, will be dropping points this weekend. For Lancaster, with what's been going on this past week, with Warrington dropping points, with Bamber Bridge dropping points, they sniff the playoffs. That sense of the possibility of the playoffs will increase significantly if they manage to get something at the Sir Tom Finney Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, and I think this is the thing, is when you look at Lancaster after a couple of results that were disappointing, after a bit of a slow start to the season with what's happened, all of a sudden their eyes have just a little bit, they're thinking, do you know what, there's a chance here. And I think, you know, for Bamber Bridge, obviously, look, the reality is, as you've said, Buxton, Matlock, both teams can't win. You know, somebody is going to drop points, maybe both, and they know that for them, it's kind of just one of those. I know they've played a game more than both the teams above them, but they've just got to try and keep getting the wins, keep getting the victories, and just focusing on themselves, because it isn't going to take too many games for them to be in a position where they can overtake them. You know, it literally would be two results going their way and all of a sudden they could be top. So, I mean, it is just these sets of fixtures. Not only is it a lot of local games, but there is also so much on the line with them.
I feel like Davina McCall when I say this, but do you want another one, dear listener? Another huge game this weekend. All right, then. South Shields, currently sitting fourth, they're travelling to the Turnbull ground just down the coast to Whitby Town, who are sitting in fifth. And we spoke about the hopes of the likes of Scarborough FC, Lancaster, Stafford, Basford, I'm not listing, but you know who those teams are who've got a distant hope that they could make the playoffs this year. Whitby Town could really solidify themselves this weekend. Bamber Bridge have got a tough game against Lancaster. The gap between Bamber Bridge and Whitby Town is just 2 points. South Shields in the middle of that sandwich. But Whitby Town could see themselves in third position this weekend if results go a certain way, which would be seismic for Whitby, wouldn't it, Tom?
Yeah, and I think this is the thing is when if you were going to kind of pick out the fixtures, you know, at the start of the season for a big set of fixtures coming up, you would say, right, let's have it where you've got, you know, first v second, and then let's have maybe a fourth v a fifth. You know, let's just have some massive games with so much on the line. And I think for Whitby Town, it's kind of one of those where just week by week, that belief has built. And, you know, they are now in a fantastic position. But that being said, you know, South Shields will be looking and thinking, do you know what? Buxton and Matlock, you know, one of those teams is going to drop points at least. We've got a game in hand on them. I mean, at the end of this set of fixtures, they could be level on points with Matlock, if they lose. Or they could be 3 points off Buxton with a game in hand if they win and Buxton Matlock draw. So, I mean, all of a sudden, you know, they're straight back into that top of the spot position, you know, with a game in hand and 3 points off. It really, I know the goal difference wouldn't be on the side, but they really would be back into that mix immediately. So, I mean, it is just some huge games coming up. And I think, for Whitby Town, what this would do if they were to win this one, you would say, right, that is the marker, you know. But for South Shields, if they're to win this one, mathematically, they are right back in this. Of course, you know, even if the results don't go the way, they're still in this race for top spot. But in terms of a couple of games, you know, they really could be in it.
I mean, we will be talking about the fixtures on next week's show for New Year's Day. But Buxton hosted Stafford Rangers, Matlock travelling to Gainsborough Trinity at North Elm, and we all know how good Gainsborough are at in Lincolnshire. And South Shields obviously hosted Scarborough Athletic, who are one of those teams with a bit of momentum at the moment. But you're quite right. If results go a certain way, South Shields could be slap bang, at least tied up at the top of the table, couldn't they? So heading into 2022. So big week to come for all the top five. I've not even mentioned Warrington yet. We should mention Warrington, shouldn't we? Warrington travelling to Witton Albion in a bit of a Cheshire derby. They'll be wanting to get themselves back in the playoffs, knowing that Whitby Town have got a tough game against South Shields on Monday.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for Warrington, it's kind of been, there's been a couple of disappointing results where they've dropped points, obviously, you know, lost the last game, and you want that next game to come as soon as possible. And obviously, the game after, just, you know, another huge game coming up against one of the top sides in the division in Bamber Bridge. So you'd think that their players will be kind of itching and raring to go.
This is a big game, isn't it, on Monday? Scarborough Athletic against Morpeth Town. Morpeth currently sitting 16th, 14 points from the playoffs. They do have games in hand, though. They have a couple of games in hand, don't they? But they're 16th, but their form suggests that they're higher than that. And we all know that Scarborough, they like Lancaster, they smell the playoffs all of a sudden, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with Morpeth, it's a case of they're the form team. You know, they are number one in the form. After that game against South Shields, they've won four, drawn one. I mean, you know, and I think the big thing is, whenever I've come on it, I've said how important their home form will be. And again, their home form, you know, is the reason why they've gained so many good points. But what they are is they're a team with a lot of momentum behind them. But that being said, in terms of confidence and in terms of with Scarborough and in terms of Jonathan Greening, you know, a manager who is, you know, I think he'd admit it himself, he's learning on the job. You lose to Buxton 5-1. And in terms of a statement, you play Bamber Bridge away from home, you win 2-0. The next week, you play Warrington Town away from home, you win 2-0. I mean, that is how you shut some critics up, because they're two massive wins. And I think for Scarborough, you know, the quality is there. They've got Jake Day, they've got Coulson, they've got a good squad. They've got a manager who's playing wise, has been there and done it, played at the highest level, and it is so important for them that they can kind of keep this momentum going now, get a win against Morpeth, because then, you know, I'm kind of building up the New Year's Day fixtures a bit here, but then they've got a crucial game on New Year's Day away at South Shields. So I think it is just for, you know, for both teams, they'll look at this as, you know what, we've got a bit of momentum, now let's keep that going.
Morpeth Whitby as well on New Year's Day. Blimey. Big games coming out left, right and centre, aren't they? So Scab Athletic with a tough game there against Morpeth. FC United, currently sitting eighth, 7 points from the playoffs. FC United taking on Ashton United this weekend. That's a big game, isn't it, really? Ashton United, the form's been decent, but they're not away from the relegation places yet. But they're, you know, they're not too far away from the likes of Radcliffe and Atherton Coles and the like. So, you know, it's a tough game, this one, for FC, really, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it feels, you know, in terms of the league positions, it feels like a banana skin, but, and that's no disrespect to Ashton, but just in terms of where they are in the league. But then you look at, obviously saw them a couple of weeks ago, and what they are is they're a team which have some quality with them, and getting that win over Mickleover will have really helped them. I think, you know, obviously, you know, the loss against Buxton, the loss against Guiseley, they're kind of results where, you know, they're playing teams that they wouldn't be expecting to win. But I've got to say, the game against Guiseley, they were really unlucky to lose that match. So I think, you know, for FC United, it is kind of just one of these where, do you know what, let's keep this run going. You know, now it's a couple of good wins and go to Buxton and win. If you want a kind of a game-changer result in terms of the season, that's the one, because that has to be the marker now. That has to be the kind of, we've played the team that were, you know, banging form, feeling good, top of the table, and you win 2-1 away from home. You've now got to move that forward. And for them, you know, Ashton United at home, it's a tough one, but it's one that if FC United want to be in those playoff places come the end of it all, you know, they need to be getting 3 points from it.
Now, with Scarborough Athletic, FC, Lancaster, Stafford, a big win for Basewood last weekend, you could start to see now that this mid-table pack that we've been talking about, where there's been, like, what, 4 points separating 7th down to 21st or whatever it was a couple of weeks ago, it is starting to stretch out now. In the middle of that stretch is Atherton Coles and Radcliffe, slap bang in mid-table land at the moment. The two go head-to-head in a bit of a Greater Manchester derby on Monday. It's too early to say winner stays on, isn't it, at this stage? But it's a must-win game if either of them are going to be competing for the playoff positions.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at Radcliffe, obviously they had a bit of a slow start. Their form has really picked up, and they'll take something from... I know it was a defeat against Spennymoor in the trophy, but it was a tough game, you know, and it was a real hard-fought defeat, and one where they will certainly look at it. I think for Atherton, it's kind of where they are in the table. They've gained some good results. That loss against Basewood, obviously very disappointing, and it's kind of all about getting a reaction, because win three in a row, they lose one, you know, and you want that to be 4 wins out of 5 rather than 3 wins, 2 losses out of 5. And with where the table is and with the form that other teams have got above them, it is all about just picking up the results as quickly as you can and kind of getting that momentum yourself, because it is very easy, you know, 3 or 4 defeats in a row and all of a sudden they can find themselves kind of outside of that pack that are pushing and into that pack, which are kind of looking over the shoulder just a little bit, obviously more aiming up than down, but it is just so important that they can keep some momentum going and forget about the loss last time.
One of those teams who were hoping to drag in the likes of Atherton Coles and Radcliffe is Nantwich Town, but they've got a lot of work to do at the moment, but they're still within touching distance of the likes of Mickleover and Witton Albion. They're not too far away from Ashton, Gainsborough and Morpeth, of course. But this weekend, Nantwich will be travelling just down the M6 to Staffordshire to take on Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers, 9 points from the playoffs. You'd imagine, based on league position, Matt Hill would be demanding 3 points of his team this weekend and potentially leapfrogging themselves over Scarborough Athletic and reclaiming 7th spot. But Nantwich, They really need a result, don't they? So this is a hard game for Stafford, that's for sure.
It definitely is. And I think what it is for Nantwich, they'll be looking at this and thinking, wow, we really need a result, because I think I'm right in saying it's 8 without a win in the league now. I think it's 2 draws, 6 losses in the league. And kind of, you know, Nantwich in seasons gone by have always been that team where, for me, you know, you just automatically expect them to be in that playoff hunt. They really are a team that, you know, have got that quality. They've got a manager that, you know, has got the experience. And kind of roles have reversed a little here, because, you know, Stafford will be looking at this and thinking, we're at home. Again, you know, another game on New Year's, which is going to be a good one, you know, away at Buxton. But you've got to take that form going, and you've got to get that win against Nantwich, because if not, again, with the teams above them and with the games they've got going on, there is that possibility where that gap could just grow ever so slightly. So, again, it's another really important game, and one where, you know, for both sides, they will be looking at this and thinking, this can be one of those where if Stafford can get the win, you know, they're right in it. If Nantwich can get it, they can stop that little bit of a rot that they've got going on and see what happens going forward.
And the same can be said of the next match. Exactly the same, isn't it? Mickleover v Baseford. Exactly the same. Baseford, they're 11th. And, you know, they're on the same number of points as Stafford. They've played a couple of games more than Stafford Rangers. But they too have got the possibility this weekend, if results go a certain way, of being in 7th. It would be a remarkable turnaround given the up and down form of Baseford this season. For Mickleover, they played the most games out of everyone else. They played 24 games this season, which is 3 more than Nantwich, 5 more than Witton Albion. They need a win, really. They need to get themselves away from Nantwich Town and start to claw in the likes of Witton Albion and Ashley United.
Yeah, and I think for Mickleover, it's kind of, you look and think, when does it become a case that you've played too many games? You know, it kind of gives other teams that little bit of a little bit of hope, because, you know, we're not talking about one or two extra games here. You know, like you were saying, in some cases it's 5 extra games, and for some of those teams, they'll be looking and thinking, well, they're still within reach here. You know, we can still break away from them. And, you know, especially for Witton, they'll be thinking, do you know what, at the minute we're 1 point clear of Mickleover with 5 games in hand. That's, you know, that's a huge thing for them. And again, it's that thing of, they just really need a result, because last 5 games, I think it's 2 points out of a possible 15, which for them, it's, when you're in the position they're in, it's clearly not good enough. And again, for Baseford, it's a weird one, because one week you look at them and think, wow, that's a really good result. And then they've just seemingly hit buffers where they've gone, you know, 3 games without a win, 4 games without a win, you know, they get a draw against Stalybridge, then lose to Lancaster, they then beat Atherton Coles. And if they were to end, you know, the games on Monday 7th, I mean, that would be remarkable. You know, for the kind of the lack of form they've had during the last couple of weeks, that would give them a real boost going into 2022. But again, it's going to be a tough game, because for just how much is on the line for Mickleover.
Just to head a bit up the table from Mickleover, Hyde United. Wasn't too long ago the pair of them were neck and neck in the league table, weren't they, down towards the bottom end. Hyde United travelling to Stalybridge Celtic, which isn't a long way at all. It's single-digit fare in a taxi. It's they're very close to each other, Stalybridge Celtic and Hyde United. It's a bit of a Tameside derby this weekend. The stakes for Hyde United, I mean, Jim Gannon must be really, really pleased with what's gone on there at Ewan Fields in the recent weeks. Hyde United have the chance of leapfrogging, not just over Stalybridge Celtic, but potentially over either Radcliffe or Atherton Coles, whatever happens in that game. That's a brilliant turnaround, isn't it? But Stalybridge Celtic this weekend, they too have the possibility of getting themselves back into 12th position and putting pressure back on the likes of Baseford, Stafford and Lancaster.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think when Jim Gannon went in, obviously, you know, it's a marquee appointment for Hyde, and kind of the work that Jim Gannon does, you know, it's very well known how he likes to operate, what he likes to do. But when he went into Hyde, you know, it became very clear that it was kind of a case of, right, for the here, right here, right now, we're going to have to do things a certain way, because they released a list of injuries that they had, and it was, you know, just ridiculous how many players they had unavailable for a time. And you heard, you know, Jim Gannon, kind of the confidence was starting to build. You know, it was a case of, right, we've got a couple of coming back this week, a couple are back next week, the results will come. And fair play to him, all of a sudden those players return, and you can see the work that Jim Gannon's doing. You can see the progress that's being made. And, you know, I do feel that for Hyde this season, if they can use this as kind of a marker, you know, implement what they want to do for next season, get them in place, get ready, and then next season they could very well be one of those teams that are really going for it and really pushing for one of those top places. I think, you know, for Stalybridge, it's kind of one of those where their results have just been, you know, a little bit hit and miss, and the league table there doesn't lie, really. They've been kind of mid-table with the way they've been. They went on a good little run, and then they all of a sudden, you know, they win three, they lose two, they win one, they draw one, they lose one, they draw, you know.
Well, Thomas, look at the goal difference. Scored 31, conceded 31. It is classic mid-table, isn't it, from Stalybridge thus far?
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. That sometimes there are teams where you think, I don't get why they're in that position in the league. And then there are other times, with Stalybridge being a great example, where you just go, yeah, fair enough, you know.
So a big game this weekend, though. There'll be a big crowd there at Bower Fold, that's for sure, for that one. And last game for the 27th, Grantham Town against Gainsborough Trinity, Lincolnshire Derby. And the stakes couldn't be higher, really. Gainsborough have got a chance to really relieve their relegation worries. For Grantham, I say this every week, but the closer we get to 2022 and the second half of the season, the more that becomes apparent. They need a win, don't they?
Yeah. I think it's one of those where there's been obviously a lot of upheaval off the pitch. You know, they've got a manager in now that an experienced head, somebody who knows these divisions, Dennis Green, and he's somebody that, you know, obviously got that bug back by that little spell at Telford. But in terms of where they are right now, it just is a case they need 3 points. You know, it is that simple, you know. And I think it's one of those where they will take, you know, a ball taking 15 deflections and going in the 95th minute. They will take anything, you know, in terms of just getting that result, getting them points on the board. I think for Gainsborough, the work Shaw's doing deserves a lot of credit, because, you know, it was made very clear when pre-season began and everything that it was going to be a young group. There was, you know, a lot of budget cutting going on from what had gone on before. And, you know, so far, their results haven't been too bad at all. You know, their home form has been very good. And I think for them, it is a case of, they'll be thinking, do you know what, if we can get an away win at Grantham, not only takes a lot of pressure off them in terms of that battle, but also, you know, just helps that away form a little bit as well, which can only be a good thing. But again, what a huge game this is at the wrong end of the table, and with so many huge games going on at the top end of the table as well, what a set of fixtures we have in play.
Absolutely. And I think we've ended strong there with that game, that's for sure. A huge weekend to come on Monday, Bank Holiday Monday, the 27th of December. Just a disclaimer, we're recording this show on Wednesday. Do check social media before setting off to your game. And fingers crossed, all these matches will be on Monday. And here's hoping for a bumper set of results on Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock. But Thomas Feeney, a big thank you for joining us, Thomas. A big Merry Christmas to you, my friend. All the best for the new year. And just before you go, how could people follow you on Twitter and keep abreast of all your non-league musings over this coming week and beyond?
Well, I'm hoping I won't be tweeting much about fixture postponements, but if you do want to see how many games are going to get called off, you can follow me at Thomas Feeney.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining us this week. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and very Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.